this is the second part.
Dat maakt het over mij.
Go to 2 John.
Over mij, Johanna.
Verse 7.
Oh, je hack. لی رو گمراه کنندگان بسیار به دنیا بیرون شدند که عیسی مسیح ظاهر شد در جسد و اقرار نمی کنند آن است گمراه کنند کننده و ضد مسیح.
Yes, so why are these things important that we just talked about through walking along?
چرا با حقیقت قدم برداشتن و با محبت قدم برداشتن اینقدر مهمه؟
It says here four.
به خاطر اینکه
yeah, there are many deceivers.
خیلی ها هستن که میخوان گمراه میکنن.
Yeah. First of all.
اول از همه.
Yeah. To be a voice of truth, to be that light. That's why it's important that we walk in love and in truth. Yeah. But also, when we are out there practicing our love for the lost, preaching the gospel, you learn. Yeah, you grow. Yeah, you will be challenged on what you believe. You will get questions. And some questions you've not been asked before. Or you've not thought about before. And what is that? It makes you do research, or learning the answer. And it makes you more resilient against the disease. You're often hearing the argument that these people just parrot from their teachers. John warns them that there are many deceivers. You go out there and share the gospel. You will know that there are many deceivers. Yeah, because you talk to people and they come up with all kinds of different weird ideas that they've learned from some false teacher. It's not that you are excited to find somebody in the corner of the city that is a false teacher so you can prove them wrong.
No,
they're all over the place. There are many. Yeah, many people would not confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Now, I'm not going to go into that again. We talked about it in 1 John 4.
And
of course, there are people who claim that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, who say that with the lips. But they don't believe that, they lie.
Yeah,
if you listen long enough, you will know, you will know. Yeah, if they really believe that. Yeah, if they really believe in the Messiah, yeah, that had to come, that God in the flesh. And what was another way we can find out if somebody is a false teacher?
Now,
if they're preachers, if they are teaching things,
yeah,
ask their followers. They want to know if the church is led by a false teacher. Go ask what the followers, the people in the church, believe about salvation. If most people will tell you, oh, I need to be a good person to be saved, go to heaven. You're dealing with a false teacher. Yeah, so you can figure out from the followers if somebody is truly man of God or if somebody is the deceiver and antichrist. Now it's interesting that at the same spot in 2 John, when it talks about false teachers, that if you look in 3 John, it talks about a guy named Diotrephes. That is in 3 John 9 and 10.
پس اگر آیم کارهایی را که او میکند یا خواهم آورد یا به سخنان شایسته به ما یا به گوی میکند و به این قانع نشد که برادران خود را نمیپذیرد و کسانی را نیز که میخواهند مانع ایشان میشود و از کلیسا بیرون میکند.
What kind of guy is this? It says he likes to have this preeminence.
میخواد جایگاه نخست.
He likes to be important.
میخواد مهم باشه.
He wants to be the first one in church.
میخواد اولین نفری که میشه باشه.
Now, this is not a good motivation to be a minister.
این رفتار درستی نیست برای خدمت.
It sounds more like the Pharisees who
love
the high seat, the important seat, the praises of men.
اون فریسی باید درستی انجام میده. اون میخواد مردم به ستایش مثل اون میمونه.
What we also see is that he's not willing to receive John.
اما میبینی که حتی یوحنا رو هم نمیخواد قبول کنه.
And it probably has to do with the fact that he wants to be the first.
چون میخواد اولی باشه یوحنا تا اون جاشو بگیره.
When John walks in,
یوحنا وارد میشه.
Yeah, attention will go to him.
توجه به سمت یوحنا جلب میشه.
John was one of the 12 apostles.
Yeah, یوحنا یکی از 12 شاگرد.
Yeah, John was even one of the closest to him.
یکی از 12 شاگرد بود. یوحنا یکی از ستای نزدیک به عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, John was the apostle that leaned on Jesus in the Last Supper.
آخری شام عیسی مسیح. اونجا سرش رو روش عیسی مسیح گذاشت یوحنا.
John was the apostle that was the apostle that Jesus loved.
میگه اون رسولی که
عیسی مسیح. He had himself in John.
خودش در یوحنا میگه اون رسولی
که عیسی مسیح. So, John would have the preeminence if he walked in.
پس اگه یوحنا وارد میشد همه مردم توجهش به سمت یوحنا جلب
میشد. Yeah, but that's not the only thing about
it. تنها کاری نیست که اشتباه میکنه گلوتی.
Yeah, in verse 10. Yeah, we see that he is also saying malicious words against John and his companions. And don't say, I will come.
Yeah.
I'll remember his deeds.
But یادم میاد که چی گفته باشه.
And this is a serious thing. He's even church leader apparently. But he was also a railer. He's making a railing accusation. Yes, spreading lies in the church. And the Bible actually says about this specific sin. If you're a person like that, yeah, 1 Corinthians 5 says this is one of the reasons that somebody gets put out of the church. Yeah, so this guy needs to be put out of the church.
Yet
what is he doing? He's putting others out of the church. Why? Because they're receiving the brethren. Which of course is not a reason. Yeah, not a reason to put somebody out of the church.
There are only
a few specific reasons. The list of sins in 1 Corinthians 5.
Yeah.
The false teacher being warned twice. When there's a conflict,
God
wants also
to be there.
don't just stay on track. Do not be the
thief. Yeah,
I won't have my full reward.
Yeah,
we should have all of us in mind. Start with raising your children.
Yeah,
teach them to sow in.
Teach
them to be godly men and women who serve God. Yeah, God is pleased with that. God rewards them. And also we read the laws, so we help them to grow in faith. We teach them either by showing them the scriptures or by example.
Yeah,
God rewards these things. Store up your treasure in heaven. Now go to the third John and read verses 11 and 12. Yeah, again we see here also a warning, just as we saw just in the second John. Yeah, that's look to yourself. Here it says, follow not which is evil, but follow what is good. And he points out a good guy.
Yeah,
look to Demetrius. Yeah, so he warns for Diotrephes, and he says, hey, Demetrius is the one you look to. He's a good report. Yeah, the truth testifies of him. Yeah, and it looks like John is preparing them for some changes that need to take place at the
church.
Go back to 2 John. And read verse 9.
هر که تحصیل چی می کند و در تعلیم مسیح ساکن نیست خدا را نیافت اما آن که در تعلیم مسیح ساکن ماند او هم پدر را دارد هم پسر را
دارد
اعلام کرد که ممکنه کسایی باشند که شما را بلی
می‌کنند هر کسی
که تحصیل چی می
کند
گناه می کند
and abide not in the doctrine of Christ
و در حقیقت مسیح
نیست that person does not have God Now, what does that mean? Go to Hebrews 6:1 for a moment. What is this? Not abiding in the doctrine of Christ. Yeah, because there's some confusion sometimes about this verse. Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on into perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God.
بنابراین از تعالیم ابتدایی درباره مسیح در گذشته به سوی کمال صدقت بگیریم و بار دیگر بنیاد توبه از اعمال مرده و ایمان به خدا ننهیم.
Yeah, so where is the doctrine of Christ being related to? The very basis of the faith, the foundation. Yeah, turning from dead works that cannot save you.
To
faith to what God.
Yeah,
and the doctrine of Christ is basically the doctrine that you need to understand to be saved. So what is John saying in 2 John?
Yeah,
it's just talking about doing our best to live right. No, it's talking about doctrine and teaching. The doctrine of Christ. Yeah? And when a person goes out, who calls himself a Christian, but becomes a full-blown Buddhist, or a Muslim, or atheist, that means they never had God in the first place.
Yeah,
they never really believed in Jesus. Yeah, because if you are truly saved, by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will always abide in the doctrine of Christ. Yeah, the basics to get somebody saved.
And I
spoke with backslidden people who were absolutely safe. Living in sin, but they always keep pointing to Jesus. Yes, I believe in Jesus.
Yeah,
and I know my life is a mess. Yeah, but I still trusted in Jesus. I have also talked with backslidden people. Yeah, who became God-hating, blaspheming atheists. They proclaimed to be Christians before, but the reality was they never were. They were never saved. Because if they would be, they would keep abiding in the doctrine of Christ. Go to 1 John 2:19, which is a very similar scripture we talked about a couple of weeks ago. 1 John 2:19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Yeah, there are people will not abide in the doctrine of Christ, yeah, who were with us, but they were never of us. They were never saved. Yeah, and you always have Judas is in our midst. Yeah, and remember, the disciples did not know who the one was who would betray Jesus.
But
is it I?
Yeah,
they didn't know. No idea. So, but what if I stop believing?
No.
When you're safe, you will never stop believing. Now, you might live in sin, you might do bad things. Now, you might even start doubting because you're so far away from living how you should be. But you'll always remain in the death of Christ, you always believe in Jesus Christ. You might be in trouble because God starts correcting you. Yeah, but you always continue in the death of Christ. Read verses 10 to 11 from 2 John.
اگر کسی به نزد شما آید و این تعلیم را نیاورد او را به خانه خود مپذیرید و او را خوش آمد مگویید زیرا هر که او را خوش آمد گوید در کارهای پلیدش شریک است.
Yeah, so any man bring up this doctrine, yeah, this doctrine of Christ, yeah, the basic things of the faith, yeah, so somebody comes up with another gospel, a false gospel that cannot save, yeah, we do not receive those people in our house. And we don't wish them God's speed, we don't bless them, we don't wish them well. Why not? Because now you're becoming partakers with their evil deeds. So what do you do when Jehovah's Witness knocks your door? Are you going to invite them in? No.
Nope.
Keep these people out of your home with their evil deeds. Yeah, they're leading people astray.
Oh,
but I know how to show them that they're wrong. I know how to prove them wrong. Maybe I can get one of them saved. The Bible says no. When they come to your door, do not let them in. It says, do not even wish them good day.
You can
say, see you later. Yeah, and then see you later at the white throne judgment. Of course, they can talk in the lake of fire. See you there. Yeah, but the point is that when you wish them well, when you wish them good day, if you give him water, yeah, you are now helping him in the work that he is doing, yeah, which is leading people away from Christ, which is false doctrine. I don't want to be a partaker in what that person is doing. Now, if I go to a Joe or a false business and I want to share the gospel, I'm not going. Yeah, I'll be nice to them. Yeah, I'll share the gospel with them. I hope they get saved. Yeah, but then they are not actively trying to lead people astray.
Yeah,
for example, if they would come to my house,
من به
درد they approach me.
اگه به سمت من بیاد.
And then we have the ending of the both books.
و آخر دو تا کتاب و اون خدافزی آخر دو
تا. Yeah, verses 12 till 13. Second John.
میگه چیزهای بسیار دارم که به شما بنویسم اما نخواستم که به کاغذ و مرکب بنویسم بلکه امیدوارم به نزد شما بیایم رو در رو گفتگو نمایم تا شادمانی ما کامل شود فرزندان خواهر برگزیده تو به تو سلام میرسند
and also the ending of third John which is 13 and 14
در سوم یوحنا 13 و 14 رو هم بخونید برای چیزهای بسیار بود که به تو بنویسم اما نمیخواهم به مرکب و قلم به تو بنویسم اما امیدوارم که به دوست تو را خواهم دید و رو در رو گفتگو کنیم آرامش بر تو باد دوستان به تو سلام برسانند سلام مرا به دوستان نام به نام
برسانند. You see how similar these two chapters are. These two books are. Yeah, they have all the same topics. Yeah, again, also exactly the same
phrases.
Yeah, they belong together somehow. Yeah, and here's my conspiracy theory. Yeah, and this is just what I believe. Yeah, I cannot prove this from the Bible.
Yeah,
but this is how I believe the second John and third John connect together. And you can believe something else. And sometimes it doesn't affect any doctrine. Yeah, because the second John and third John are so similar. Yeah, I think these two letters are sent at the same time. And to people who are part of the same group of Christians of the same church. Yeah, I believe John has found out there are issues in that church. Yeah, he's talking about this church leader called Theotrephes. Yeah, he has spoken against John and his companions. Yeah, John has tried to communicate with him. Found resistance. He's not welcome. Yeah, they don't want to receive him. And I think now he's sending a letter to two people.
Yeah,
people that he trusts in that church or in that area in the same
situation.
Yeah, two people who walk in truth, warning them about the deceivers. And in a letter to Gaius, even calling Theotrephes out. Yeah, and pointing to a person that, hey, this is the right path.
And it's a
meeting of God. Yeah, so now there are two people in that group that are prepared. Yeah, because John is coming. That's what he said. I'm going to come. I'm going to set things straight.
Because
he's remembering the deeds of the officers. Yeah. So I think that's how they relate together. And of course, I cannot prove that. If you read those texts together, they're strikingly similar. Talking about the same thing, same warning.
Yeah,
but that was just a bonus.